I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. South Sudan is the world's youngest country. It split from Sudan proper only in 2011. But now there are fears of a full-blown civil war in South Sudan. There's been a spike in fighting there between forces loyal to the country's president and fighters supporting the vice president. More than 200 people have died just since Friday. Dale Woolman trains and teaches journalists around the world and was in South Sudan 3 weeks ago. Was there any sign that things were shaky, even possibly violent, 3 weeks ago, Dale?
There weren't any indications out of the ordinary. I mean, the situation in South Sudan has been difficult for quite some time. So it's not even clear why the fighting began. Saturday was the country's fifth Independence Day, but there was no celebration. Instead, there was continued fighting, and Sunday it became very intense.
I mean, there wasn't even an independence honeymoon for this young nation. South Sudan went almost straight into conflict. Is it still about these two leaders of the country fighting over who should be president?
Well, it's not clear what this latest round of fighting is about, to be honest. And it's not clear how much control either the former opposition leader Riek Machar or the president Salva Kiir have for the troops at this point. Salva Kiir has made a statement today calling for a ceasefire. And it seems that things have calmed a bit, but we're waiting to see exactly how well that call will be heeded by people in the streets.
At various times, this conflict has been described in ethnic terms, but do the people of South Sudan eye each other generally with suspicion? Do they have the same problems the leaders do?
There's clearly an ethnic element to it. Salva Kiir, the president, is a Dinka. He comes from the Dinka tribe. And Riek Machar, the opposition leader, now the vice president, is from the Nuer. But it's much broader than that. It's also just simply the economics of the country. People are incredibly impoverished. And with low oil prices, the country is essentially bankrupt. The country's currency is depreciated by almost 90% since December. The lack of food throughout the country. This is a country that it's not even clear how many people live there, but estimates go from 9 to 11 million people. Probably 4 million or even more are considered what's labeled as food insecure, which means they have difficulty in getting access to food. So it's much more than just an ethnic battle. To characterize it as such, I think, simplifies what's really going on there.
A lot of attention was lavished on South Sudan, this new nation in 2011, when it was born, shall we say. What's the international community been doing to stop the fighting and the tension?
The United Nations, of course, has troops there. The United States has played a role in the birth of that nation. George Bush is by many in South Sudan, considered the father of their country, and yet they don't have any influence in stopping the fighting. So it's a very fluid situation, which is the biggest problem. Information is scarce about what's really happening there. And so it's difficult for governments, other governments outside, to have any influence when it appears even the leaders of South Sudan right now don't have a clear idea of exactly what's happening.
Final question, Dale, since you train journalists, who are the South Sudanese able to tell their stories right now?
When I first arrived, the thing that amazed me the most is that the journalists I was working with were saving lives every week with the stories that they produced. So there are journalists, despite the difficult situations there, who are doing an amazing job in trying to inform the public and help them grow as a new democracy.
Dale Woolman, an international journalist trainer recently in South Sudan. Dale, thanks for your time today.
Marco, my pleasure.